Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. And in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Welcome to Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. Call us up, 515-602-9731. That's our number. Appreciate everybody joining in tonight. It is Monday, January 23rd, last full week of January. The first is next Wednesday, so everybody get ready for that. And, yeah, I'm kind of in a bad mood. Pretty much giving up on the Cowboys ever because Jerry Jones just sucks. That's all I can tell you.
That county judge tried to rob me blind.
But that's it. Jerry Jones sucks. I get what I tell people is that, you know, if you're a big Cowboy fan, why? Why are you a big Cowboy fan? You know, the history of the Cowboys is great. It's awesome. That's what I love about it the most. The problem is that since Jerry Jones took over the team, he allowed his best friend, college roommate, Jimmy Johnson, to come in, and he built a team and won championships. And then he left, and that's it. Nothing else since. You know, and they've always competed, but that's not enough. Especially when your coach, the coach that started the franchise, dominated the NFL. Okay? Tom Landry still holds the current record for most consecutive winning seasons. That's 20 years of winning seasons. No other coach has ever done it before. So there you go. And I doubt any other coach ever will because of the fact of where free agency is and you can go where you want to go and, you know, teams lose players after a couple of years because they can't, you know, depending on the things and all that. I mean, even Tom Brady this year won the division, the NFC South. They won the division with a losing record. So, there you go. But anyway, in the trucking industry, not much is going on out here. You know, freights continue to slow down. They see slowdowns coming, and kind of the economy is just going to take a slide because the way they're acting, you know, they're still trying to get inflation under control, and when they do that, they have to raise the interest rates, and what that does is that increases the cost of money, which means it increases the cost of credit, and that causes, like, interest rates to go up on credit cards, houses, just loans in general, you know, because what it technically is that when they raise interest rates, that's the amount of interest rates that they charge on borrowing money when the banks borrow money from other banks. And, you know, it's complicated in our eyes, but they do it on a daily basis so they can keep cash flow flowing to other things. So, like, it's funny, but a lot of banks, a lot of these large banks, they make big loans every day, and they borrow that money to make a loan. They borrow money to lend to other people that want to borrow money. And maybe we shouldn't be allowed to do that. I don't know. Ever since we got taken off the gold standard, money just pretty much just flies everywhere, and it's no big deal. So, you know, that's kind of the thing we got now is that, and just interest rates are going to have to stabilize, which means that they're going to have to stop going up or they're going to have to go back down. But until we get inflation under control. Now, inflation pretty much is the government borrowing money that it doesn't have. When the government borrows money, when it increases its debt limit, they have to print money. That's what they do. They print it. And when they borrow it, what they do is they allow people to buy, you know, the savings bonds. Remember when they did that? They told you back in World War II, that was a big deal. U.S. savings bonds, war bonds, stuff like that. That's pretty much what they're doing. They're going to other people. When you make money and then they go to you and say, well, invest it in us, in the United States government. And of course, the deal is a lot of big countries and big businesses, billionaires, they buy these bonds. They do that because it is a safe bet. It is guaranteed money because it is, you know, they've never defaulted and they've never said, no, we're not paying you and all that stuff. So a lot of these big companies, they invest in that, especially when it's a higher interest rate. And now these bond rates, for a while there, they were, the bond rates are going down, where the long term, see, the deal was is that when you invested in the long term, it was supposed to pay out more. But here recently, in the last couple of years, it's actually reversed, where the short term bonds were paying more interest than the long term bonds. And I don't know why that is. It has to do with something with borrowing money and spending money and all that. But really, it is inflation. It's inflation when the money is less valuable. And on this course, what happens is that in the future, when you do the long-term thing, well, the value of that bond is going to be less valuable. So the interest return on that investment is going to be less. So especially at current rates. So you got to slow down the inflation, and the only way to slow down the inflation is to stop borrowing money. It's borrowing money and it's people borrowing money. You know, they stop borrowing money, but it ain't going to happen. You know, the government's still going to spend like drunken sailors, and inflation, you know, good thing we got a Republican House where they can actually say, you know, hey, we're not spending that much money. And, of course, the problem with that is Biden is going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You need to give me what I want. And the Democrats, they'll let the government shut down because the media has got their back, and the media will just blame the Republicans because that's what they do. So, you know. But in the trucking news, ain't too much going on. They said trucking demand falls faster than inventories in December. Says inventory growth in December is not a great sign for carriers who are expecting the market to bottom this winter. And this is out of FreightWaves yesterday. It says consumer demand may still be underperforming shipper forecasts. And that all boils down to interest rates. You know, people have... The whole thing about, remember in COVID, people had money in their pockets. And that's why, another reason why inflation went up, because there was a high volume of money and less product. Because you remember, we had supply chain issues, right? And cars were really expensive. Things are expensive because they're in high demand and there's very few of them. And then those prices go up. But then they skyrocket when the value of the money decreases. So what happened is that now that we've come out of this recession, or we're coming out of the inflation bubble kind of thing, where it's kind of, you know, it's down to 5% now, and they're looking at trying to get it down to 2%, and it's going to be hard to do that. But now that that's like that, the interest rates are higher, which means credit card debt is at a higher interest rate. And people have less money in the bank, so they have to use a credit card. Well, they're saying, you know what, I'm not doing that because the interest rate's real high. So now they're just, I will just not buy what we want. We'll only buy what we need. And the trucking companies are losing business because people aren't buying. About bottom line. So it says the Logistics Managers Index inventory level component increased from 55 to 57 from November to December, indicating inventory growth accelerated for the first time since the summer. Says, meanwhile, trucking demand has measured by the outbound tender volume index fell. Says trucking companies are hopeful that inventories will be right-sized in the first half of the year, but the chart shows that is not a given. Companies have struggled with demand forecasts coupled by supply chain congestion since 2020. Transportation networks are now mostly unclogged, and shippers are receiving their orders on a more timely basis. The problem may be that now the demand of their goods are eroding faster than they expected, and they try to reduce their inventory levels. And some people have speculated that the prices may start coming back down because of that, but it's only in certain things. I mean, we still see, like, you know, stuff that we have to have, eggs, milk, you know, stuff like that is going to stay high. But you'll probably start seeing the price of vehicles, the price of just stuff that we not that we don't necessarily need, you know, might come down. Housing market, the housing bubble. One guy, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the housing bubble will probably take a big dive because of the higher interest rates, slowdown in spending, and then, of course, the inflation of the products. And, of course, you know, he stated, you know, houses have always been over expensive. And then the interest rates are just piled on top of that. So it's something's got to give on that. So we'll expect, I mean, it's going to be what he predicts, this one economist, I forgot the guy's name, but he predicted that the Federal Reserve and the White House with the Treasury Department, they're wanting to do all of the hard stuff now, like the debt ceiling coming up, but also with like raising the interest rates and really taking things down a notch to where you got to have the market correct itself. You got to have the economy correct itself. So you got to do all the stuff now, and it'll take 6 months to a year for it to start coming back. So if you do it now, which they might not do because it's always about, you know, keep everybody happy. But if you try to keep everybody happy, sooner or later, boom, it's gonna cave. But if you do all the hard stuff now, he said, and then by the time people start announcing the president candidates and people start running for president, you'll start see the economy picking back up, which will be a year from now. But if they hold off and try to milk it through, it's just not, it's going to stagnate, and you're going to see, nobody's going to be happy for the next 2 years. But if you do the hard stuff now, then the downturn might come, you know, this summer, and that's it. And then by next winter, people have forgotten about it. So, and he's right about that. People forget about stuff. It's amazing how people forget about things, you know. Politics, movies, TV shows, history, people forget. Just outright forget. You know, me watching the Cowboys, I totally didn't dawn on me that we've already played San Francisco once in the last year, and it was the same time in the playoffs. The Cowboys did the same exact thing and made stupid plays at the end and lost the game. I didn't even remember that until they showed like flashbacks. I was like, man, I didn't even remember that happening until I just seen it. I said, oh yeah, okay. So things like that. What else was I thinking about that I didn't remember? It wasn't that long ago. It was a lot of different things, but I mean, just certain politicians doing certain things just wasn't that long ago, you know, and we've forgotten already. Like, you know, and I was watching a TV show, a political show, and they were bringing that stuff up and how, what timeline it was. And I was like, wow, that wasn't that far back. And the trucking industry, the same thing, you know, I'm trying to think back of when the ELD mandate first started and how long has it been going on versus, you know, how things have gotten tough for people with ELDs or with not ELDs. And all that. And I was having some conversations with some other people that didn't know anything about the trucking industry, but knew about, they were worried about government control. And I said, well, it's already in the trucking industry. So, you know, don't even worry about it. It's coming. You know, that was the one thing they talk about in the economic forum about that. But they were concerned about government control. And I said, well, you know, there's several things that the trucking industry that, you know, really shouldn't be, but they throw it anyway with the ELD, and it put a lot of small trucking companies out of business. And then the small trucking company said, well, I'm going to get rid of my newer trucks. I'm going to get older trucks that don't require that, causing an uptick in prices of those older trucks. And they're like, man, it makes so much sense. I said, yeah. I said, you know, and it's still a hit and miss because you need the trucks. And some parts, you can't even, they're back ordered on parts for the older trucks because they just don't want to make anymore. They want you to buy the new trucks, bottom line. You know, I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731 is the number. And check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We're just hanging out here. It's Monday, January 23rd, last full week of January. The first is next Wednesday. And I don't know. We're having a good time here. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a second. Well, if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and a fly. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. 'Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying?
Well, now we're all back together, and we're burning up the road. And that old sheriff's out there dogging us again. He thinks he's really got it cooking. Plans to do a lot of booking. The only trouble, he keeps looking where we've already been. So if I can keep it on the ground, then I put that hammer down. But I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying. Keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down. Then I'll be Texas bound and a-flying. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Now Smokey and the Bandit is a tale you don't forget. But every time you hear an engine scream and whine, well, you have to think about old man, old Buford, Frog, and Fred and Snowman. Their story is a legend that will live on in time. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and a flying.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.
Say, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about with San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog calls. There's a sea trap up ahead of Salmon Town, but no local yoga's gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the rig unwound, and we come a thousand miles from a guitar town. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Chevy car. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rockin' little combo from the guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, fumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. With my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, what's going on? This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. All things trucking and then some. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. Go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. It's growing. You know, we got great videos on there talking about dealing with four-wheelers, Actually, the videos are directed to the four-wheeler on how to drive around big trucks. And they've been getting great success on those. And also a little bit of technical advice about being an owner-operator and doing just talking about the interaxle differential lock, you know, and how to keep, you know, that going strong. And a lot of drivers get stuck and don't know why. And we try to explain how that works. So appreciate everybody watching those videos and liking them and sharing them. Been doing a great thing. So I don't know, this came up in Google search that I saw here. It says it's a small business trends as an article that got published, looks like on Friday. It says grants from $1,000 to $50,000 for small businesses and trucking industry. And I don't know if this is an advertisement or what. I mean, that's what it looks like. It's kind of an advertisement, but yeah, because it's just getting you to apply for grants. It says, when a vital industry of national economy, such as the trucking industry, is struggling, public and private segments come together by providing grants and other forms of assistance. This is precisely what is taking place right now. There is a great opportunities for trucking companies, truck driving schools, and truck drivers and potential owner-operators for grants. Whether you are in the trucking industry or just a small business looking for some help in the form of grants, you can always find one you can apply for. Look for the grants that are created to help you specific industry, location, and current economy conditions. Okay, so first I'll tell you this, just tell you, don't you shouldn't have to pay for anything to apply for a grant. There are ways, if there's a website telling you, hey, just give us, you know, $29.95 and we'll direct you to the right grant, that's not what you want. Basically what they're doing is they're going to all the little websites all over the country, like the different cities and states that offer grants. If you go to the state of Texas, you do grant search. There are grants for trucking companies in the state of Texas. You just got to go find them and get a list of them. And small business loans, stuff like that. Small Business Association, they have a way to get small business loans or grants. So if you go to a website and it tells you that they can get you a grant, and you just need to, you know, fill this form out and put in your credit card, that's not the way to go. That's not the way to do it. Ain't gonna happen. Okay, they're just taking your money, and then they're actually gonna apply for a grant that you could apply for free. So there's, you know, you shouldn't have to pay anybody to do that. There are several places where you can get a list of grants, you know, for free, especially through the state and federal websites. So, you know, it says with up to 50,000 available for small business across the U.S. and have multiple opportunities to win one. The grants cover everything from technical assistance to funding for improvement projects, encouraging new businesses, energy efficient, and much more. And it says grants in the trucking industry are available in the form of direct cash, tuition assistance for truck drivers, career development, business growth, enterprise grants. These grants are being offered by local organizations, the government, and through schools, with $4,000 to $500,000 in funding. And when you click on it, see, there's like a list. And then don't, and this looks like it's legit, where it's just taking you, it's directing you to where the, there's, you know, but don't, by far, don't ever get involved with anybody trying to take your money to tell you they can get you a loan. One in here, there's Indiana Technical Assistance Program, Tulsa Route 66 Special Event Grant Matching Program, Honolulu Small Business Recovery, Alexandria, Virginia, and for grants, Cherokee Small Business Grant, stuff like that, you know, and see, that's it on that one. It's not even that much. And I was trying to see. There we go. So there's a, I was trying to see if it was an advertisement or anything, but it's in the Google search. So, but like I said, you got to watch out for that stuff like that. And there's been reports, you know, some of these people talking about how the you know, big tech. Okay, so you know how when you do a Google search and it has on there, it's like advertisements. It'll say sponsored or ad. And when you search something, something will pop up first. You know, if you search like, you know, truck stops, there might be an advertisement for Petro, but then there'll actually be a Google search for something close to you or something. Been told by other people that say big tech, a lot of times they hide advertisements as legitimate searches because they, because you learn now that that's just an advertisement. I'm not going to go to that one until I've exhausted all the others. But what they do is they hide it in your Google search. It's actually an advertisement, but you think it's an actual search because they don't show you that it's an advertisement. And you just got to watch out for those. I personally have never seen them, but, you know, anything's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. And see here, this is... Post office employee steals mail truck, leads officers on a wrong-way chase on along Interstate 79, police say. This is in Moon Township, Pennsylvania. So when you first see it, it's hard to find the words. A mail truck heading down the interstate going in the wrong direction. And they got a video here. Hold on. Might be a little loud. Oh man, crazy stuff, man. You can't make that up, right? That's how we get things done in Pennsylvania. All right, what do you think? What's going on, bud?
Hey, Ed. None of that audio came across us. We didn't hear none
of it. Oh, you didn't hear the guy talking about the stealing the truck?
Oh.
So can you hear the commercials at all when I play the music and stuff?
Music, earlier I heard the music loud and clear, but the YouTube video, that was garbled. Same thing. Okay. Every once in a while you hear something playing in the background. Not like Venus, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not like the Phoenix feature is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
How you been?
Well, doing all right. Just steadily getting things done. Ain't doing much of nothing.
Good. Still warm enough to ride a bike down there?
Oh, yeah. We've been riding all weekend. We went up to New Braunfels, and then we went for lunch yesterday to Beeville. Yep. Everybody's out riding.
Riding up here.
Yeah. This weekend we're going to take a ride up about an hour north of where I live. There's what they call the Big Tree, and it's supposed to be one of the largest, oldest live oak trees in the United States.
Really?
Yep, I didn't really know.
Sat on that tree.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed. I'm excited to go check it out.
Yeah. And you'll have a tire swing. You can swing on it.
Hopefully. Yeah. It's like a... It's like a state park, but it won. I mean, it was like some kind of environmental award where it won, like, best tree in the world or something back in, like, the 80s or something. Yeah. Yep. They never know what you might find around. You go looking for stuff.
Yeah. My wife went on a trip one time, and she said her and her two ladies she was riding with stopped somewhere in Kansas and saw the largest ball twine. I said,
yeah.
You know, I've driven, I think, down every road in Kansas, and I have not seen the largest ball twine.
Yeah, I know, right? I think one time I saw a sign that said, the largest ball of mud or something, like, I don't know. And then there was another one that was like or the largest beehive. I don't know. I remember seeing Superman, though. That's the one I remember seeing was when Metropolis, Illinois, if you go downtown Metropolis, Illinois, there's a huge, like, 12-foot or 15-foot statue of Superman. It's hilarious.
I hear someone drive by there. I look to see if I can see it from the highway, and I think I saw it last time I went through there. The leaves were all off the trees. I think I saw
the top of
Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in the wintertime, like you're saying, when there's not much leaves out, you could probably see it. I think I remember seeing something like that, too. But one night, I just got off the highway and decided to drive through down. It's like a town square, so I just took a big U-turn. But they got lights on it, like, you know, they got it all lit up, and they got lights on every corner shining on it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Probably cost them a lot of money just to bring people off the interstate.
Oh, man. Things we do to make a buck.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy down here in Corpus, he's trying to build one of those crosses. You know, like up there in Amarillo, there's that huge cross on the highway.
Yeah.
There's another guy down here trying to build one, and I guess he's trying to top that guy and build one, and the people don't want him to build it. Of course, he's building it, like, right in between. It's like there's a major interstate, and then there's another road, and there's a lot of houses right there. And I think the houses just like, you know, we don't want it like right there in our front yard, you know. And it's going to be huge.
We don't want a tornado coming by and putting the one cross down our middle of the roof.
Exactly. You know, just like everybody wants. Yeah, everybody wants windmills. They just don't want windmills, you know, next to their house, you know.
Right. I don't know.
But, But yeah,
I get a kick out of that one big ass cross over there in Virginia. That cross is sitting right beside the porn stop.
Oh yeah.
I don't know which came first, the porn stop or the cross.
You know, there's a lot of those stuff around. I mean, there's one up there. Where is it? Like Mount Vernon, Illinois, or something like that, right there where the crossroads. Either Mount Vernon or Effingham or something like that, yeah. But the other one, too, I forget to tell everybody, is when they get up there on Interstate 90 in Minnesota, I think it's Earth, Minnesota, there's a huge statue of Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if you go to the truck stop off that exit, there's it's not really that big of a truck stop. It's like one of those... what is it called? Quick Marks or whatever. But they've got a statue of that Sprout, the little short kid.
Oh, Sprout.
That's in the commercial. Yeah.
What's funny about that is I think they do grow some sweet corn niblets for canning, you know, for Jolly Green Giant. Mostly that area is ocean spray, is most of it. And they make cranberries, you know, harvest cranberries. Yeah, I'll be going by Earth later on this evening. And I'll be going by about 2 weeks. I got a doctor's appointment up the mail that I'll be driving by there. So maybe I'll be in an automobile. I can get a picture of Dolly Green Giant.
Yeah, and very much nothing going on in the news. I'm not too impressed about everything they're talking about. Just I know that the economy is kind of taking a downturn. They're talking about raising the interest rates again, which may cause people that live off of credit. You know, credit cards are going to go up in interest rates, and of course, if you go off even the factoring. For truck drivers, I think that might hurt them too if you do any of that stuff because they're going to have to raise rates on that stuff too.
Well, they may be raising the price of better, but the cost of delivering them is going down.
Right.
Fuel surcharge has gone down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. That's what it is. It's the cost of the goods are going down and the cost of getting paid to do the goods is going down, and the cost of money is going up.
Well, I'm going to kind of see here. I'm about 3 miles from filling up and see what the diesel prices are doing. I've been off for a while again. So I don't know. Don't know. Man, I tell you, I bought me upgraded my phone. Talking about upgrades. That phone now will record video at 8K.
Isn't that something?
You can go into Light Bridge and do all kinds of photo tricks on it. Built right in the phone. You know, stuff that's in the way and takes out shadows and color. I mean, you do all that on a phone before you spend hours on the computer. Before that, you had to do hours in the dark room, you know?
Right. Well, my phone right now, I'm looking at the back of it, and it's got three cameras on the back with a flash.
Yeah, mine's got five.
Yeah.
Mine's got five, and Cameron is on a gimbal on the inside of the phone. So as if you're running or walking or doing anything like that, the camera stays steady. 100 power zoom is just amazing. And then low light, oh my gosh, you can light a match and take a picture. You can never do that before. Even with low light ISOs, you can never take a picture on candlelight. Unless you did a long-ass time exposure, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, the technology is freaking amazing. God dang it. Just my ex. No. Well, Ed, I better get off the phone and figure out where in the hell I'm driving.
All right, now.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Good deal, bud.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Good deal. All right. Well, we're just knocking back here, killing time, really. And appreciate everybody joining around. There was another thing about a hog truck crashed Monday afternoon, just today. So we'll figure out what that's all about.
Something will be unravenue.
So you got to watch out for that. It's acting crazy again. Yeah, see, the app just closed. I tell you what. But, yeah, there was on Interstate 95, and it's Cumberland County. Where's that at? There you go. So, yeah, it was trying to say back here it says exit 61. Yeah, North Carolina Department of Transportation. So in Interstate 95, in North Carolina, a hog truck crashed. The entire direction of Interstate 95 is back open. All right, that ain't cool. But anyway, it says the State Highway Patrol told the news that the truck carrying hogs flipped near exit 61 for Wade Stedman Road just before 2 p.m. The North Carolina Department of Transportation initially estimated all lanes may not reopen until 7 p.m., but crews were able to get the accident cleared 2 hours earlier than they estimated. The truck was carrying these 180 hogs, some which died in the accident, according to the farmers who own the hogs. In the view from air, sky could see a tractor trailer on its side underneath the overpass and along backup. First responders set up a tarp and they were removing hog carcasses from the highway. And you can't really see anything from the picture. That's kind of, it's like, line up, buddy. Everybody here, grab you a hog, go home, have you a big old pig roast. You know, that kind of thing. But that's kind of funny. Nah, we got about 15 minutes here. We kind of wind it down. I got to get to work. And a lot of things going on down here, so we got to wind things down. But I hope everybody have a good evening, and we'll get back on it here. And we'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler, 515-602-9731. To be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And go check us out at redneckandeyes.com for all the links to our great sponsors. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And also Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So, like I said, Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. You guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, Common Sense Solutions for an Uncommon World.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.